Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
National Coloured Congress leader Fadil Adams says he'll only testify before the Madlanga Commission once crime intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo concludes his testimony. Speaking in Cape Town, Adams explained that much of his evidence relates to Khumalo's alleged actions. He says he and other witnesses, such as SAPS whistleblower Patricia Mashale, will present documented proof to reveal who is truly running the South African Police Service.
The Madlanga Commission made contact with me and I emailed them. I said most of my evidence or testimony relates to what General Khumalo has allegedly done. General Khumalo got sick day one. General Khumalo must finish his testimony. My name is not Nkwanazi. I'm not coming to make allegations. Let the people who are making allegations speak, and those of us with evidence, we will come.
Adams last week filed a criminal complaint against National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola alleging nepotism within the police. He earlier laid perjury charges against KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, who withdrew claims made before Parliament's ad hoc inquiry about former Police Minister Becky Cele. Now, rain and a wet outfield have delayed the toss for the Women's World Cup final between the Proteas and India in Mumbai. Both teams are looking for their first title in the 50-over tournament. The match was scheduled to get underway half an hour ago. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on South Africans to rally behind the team as they go for gold. Ramaphosa has wished the Proteas success, describing their achievements as history in the making. He's told the players that the country is standing proudly behind them.
Now, you have already won. You're just doing the finishing job. Just come back home with a cup, and I'll be waiting at the Union Building to receive you. So, girls, my super girl, go out as daughters of South Africa and bring the cup home.
Further afield, Nigeria has responded to claims by President Donald Trump that Christians are facing what he says are horrible atrocities in the West African nation. The U.S. leaders threatened to send the military into Nigeria if it doesn't stem what he's described as anti-Christian violence. Trump didn't single out a specific group involved, but warned in his social media posts that the U.S. will cease all aid and assistance to Nigeria if the government fails to stop the killings. President Bola Tinubu has issued a response saying that religious freedom and tolerance are at the core of the country's collective identity, adding that the government opposes religious persecution. Analysts say Nigeria faces multiple security issues with various parts under threat by armed group Boko Haram, bandits, and tensions over land access and aren't linked to violence targeting specific groups. A look at our lead story. National Coloured Congress leader Fadil Adams says he'll only testify before the Madlanga Commission once crime intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo concludes his testimony. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Nitara Nadesan.